Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this important date in America and the world, July 4th. As we discussed yesterday, the nation of the United States of America has played very significant roles in the world for a long time, and this summer, as you perhaps know, candidates for president will be selected by the major American political parties. Because the ultimate decision for America's next president lies in the hands of the American voters, these next months will be filled with aggressive and sometimes combative political maneuvering, with efforts to rally votes. In the end, if the voting process is done legally and honestly, it will be the American voters who select their next president next November. A U.S. president's term is 4 years. But as Americans know all too well, the damage which can be done in only 4 years' time with the wrong president can take a full generation or more to recover from. Come with me again back to Jerusalem in about 790 BC. As we arrive, Jerusalem is in a festive mood, for a deceased king is being buried and his son is being installed as the new king of Israel's southern kingdom, Judah. The deceased king, similar to several other kings in the history of Israel, King Amaziah, had begun well, doing what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. 2 Chronicles 25. Oh, did you hear the little exception clause, not wholeheartedly? Has your life ever been harmed by someone who was not wholeheartedly invested in their commitments? Maybe a dating or marriage relationship. Maybe a business partner. Maybe a politician you helped elect to office. That failure to follow God wholeheartedly evidently corrupted King Amaziah and led him to make some very foolish leadership decisions, which cost the lives of many people. Amaziah had reigned as king in Judah 29 years, but the end of his reign is summarized with this amazing statement. From the time that King Amaziah turned away from following the Lord God, his officials conspired against him in Jerusalem, so he fled to Lachish. But they sent men after him and killed him there. His body was brought back by horse and buried in Jerusalem. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. 2 Chronicles 25. Now that's not how things work in America, or probably your country. But what if following God wholeheartedly was a prerequisite for the senior leader of your country and mine? How many candidates can you name who would both be wise and courageous enough to be president or king and would follow God wholeheartedly? Think back to who you were when you were 16 years old. How much leadership responsibility could you have handled? It's one thing to ascend to a significant leadership role when you're ready. It's another thing to do so in a crisis situation when your predecessor has been so disliked he was not only removed from leadership but killed for his failures. Listen to this summary of Uzziah's installation as the new young king of Judah. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. Uzziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave Uzziah success. 2 Chronicles 26. Now, we don't know a great deal about this Zechariah, but we presume he was a man of God who became advisor to young King Uzziah, perhaps as the priest Jehoiada had been for young King Joash, remember? We understand how significant and essential it is for senior leaders like kings and presidents to have wise advisors, don't we? But isn't it equally important for normal people like you and me to have wise, God-honoring people pouring their influence into our lives? So, who are they for you, my friends? And what about your children and grandchildren? Who are those key influencers in their lives? Do they follow God wholeheartedly? Did you notice that little phrase describing young King Uzziah's successful leadership? He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave Uzziah success. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5. When you think of leadership, especially a senior leader like presidents and kings, how do you measure their success? If you'll take a moment or two to read the verses which follow that statement in 2 Chronicles 26, you'll be amazed to see King Uzziah was very successful in growing and equipping a large army, reinforcing the defenses around the city of Jerusalem, and even effective several military engagements with the Philistines, the Arabs, and the Munites. In addition, Uzziah had a love for agriculture and livestock ranching and was quite successful at these endeavors, and King Uzziah's fame spread in all directions, 2 Chronicles 26. Finally, in the opinions of both Israelites and the surrounding nations, King Uzziah became very powerful. During those years, I think it's safe to say it was a wonderful time to be alive in Jerusalem and all the kingdom of Judah. King Uzziah and all the people saw the clear evidence of God's blessing upon them, and they understood it was because King Uzziah was following the Lord his God wholeheartedly and listening to wise advice of Zechariah, the man of God. But sadly, Zechariah eventually died, and things changed in the heart of Uzziah, and tomorrow we'll look at the results of that change. For today, July 4th, let's thank God for such good times when nations are led by good, God-honoring leaders. And with this song, let's celebrate a young generation of Christians calling us to pledge allegiance to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And don't be fooled, my friends, by a few second pause about halfway through the song. Let it play and sing along with it all the way to the end.